God bless you all this morning, saints. It's a nice day to come into the house of the Lord, isn't it? It's certainly worthy of all praise and all glory and honour. And I was sort of thinking about it this morning. Who else is worthy of all the praise and all the glory? We think of a lot of nice people and a lot of people who are worthy of thanks, but who's worthy like our Lord? Praise the Lord. Shall we just bow our heads in prayer at this time and welcome our Lord Jesus here. Precious Lord Jesus, Lord, we come before you this morning, Lord, and we just say thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace unto us, Lord, that you would, Lord, cause us to be here this morning, Lord, that we would gather with our brethren, Lord, in like precious faith, Lord, that we might come and worship you, Lord, and give you all glory and honour and praise this morning, Lord, that we might gather around your word this morning and you would feed us with the bread of life, Lord, that we might walk in your ways, Lord, and live, Lord, in abundance, Lord, that you would give us life more abundantly, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord, for your help, Lord, your answered prayer, Lord, that you would answer our needs, Lord, and our wants, Lord Jesus, this morning. And I pray a blessing upon your children this morning, Lord, as we gather around your word and give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm just going to ask Brother Howard to come up now and just explain sort of there's been a change in plan, I guess you could say. Thank you for the help.
Just wanting to explain to you why Brother Morris Tefatu and the Saints from Auckland aren't here today. They were planning to be here. In fact, Brother James and his group were travelling down in their van, 10 of them, and they had word that Brother Morris had taken ill, and so he couldn't come. And so they just felt to cancel their visit and went back to Auckland. And fortunately, Air New Zealand kindly have kept those tickets we had them to coming down on the plane, and we'll be able to use them in 8 weeks' time when Brother Morris will be coming back to New Zealand and they'll be visiting us here. So what we're going to do this weekend, we're going to do in about 8 weeks, somewhere in December. So praise the Lord. We're not going to miss them. And Brother Pesa was arranging hangi. He calls it hoo-hoo or something in their language. And but it'll be good to have that. I said, well, all I can say, we're very sad that you're not coming. He said, I can say that we are sadder than you are, because the whole family, the young people, had practiced and practiced to sing for us in Niuean and English, of course, and they were planning to be here. They really wanted to be here, so we're really sorry that they can't be here. And he said, I'll send you a letter of apology when I get back to Niuean. I said, you don't need to send an apology. That just happened, and these things happen, and God knows why they happen. So, but fortunately, Switzerland has come to our rescue. We have a Swiss brother here from Switzerland. He lived in New Zealand a good time now, but we know him very well, Brother Albert Ruegg. And he's going to speak to us this afternoon and lead some singing in a Swiss way. And I'm sure it'll be a real blessing. But who loves the Lord? Amen. And we're looking forward to a real blessing, and we pray that God will bless us. And I don't know where everybody is, actually. Maybe they heard about the cancellation. I don't know, but we should always be in church on the Lord's Day, wherever possible. I encourage you all to be here this afternoon for Brother Albert. And, yes, it's only an hour. So if we could just all try and make an effort just to be here in the afternoon service, it would be greatly appreciated. So thank you, Brother Tim. We'll give it to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Ed. I've just been really wanting to sing that song, If That Isn't Love, but I wasn't too sure if we knew it, but I was sitting out the back just getting ready, and then Sister Diane started playing it, and I said, oh, someone knows it then. So I've asked a few people, and you all know it apparently, but I don't, so you'll be able to help me. So if we could sing that song, number 343, If That Isn't Love.
He left this man turned around.
drove him all the way to Calvary.
His love for you and his love for me. And that's why we love him, because he first loved us, isn't it? Let's sing number 22. I heard an old story.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning and his precious father's groaning, and I repented of my sins and won the race for me. Number 232. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. May I will never forget. After all wandering hundreds away, Jesus, my Savior, I live. Oh, what
spelling. Is there any other items this morning? I see Sister Louise Maloney's there, so I might just see if we can push some buttons. And we'll have one more, and then we'll have Sister Shirley and Sister Mill if they'd bring their item, and Sister Louise bring hers. Let's sing number 480, just a little longer.
Just a little longer, and the trump of God shall sound. Just a little longer, and the old peak will rebound. Look away to heaven, and redemption flowing now. Just across the bridge, there'll be no sorrow. Just across the bridge, there'll be no pain. God's sun shall shine. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Shirley. Sister Mill, if you would like to bring your item now. Thank you, sisters. If you'd like to bring your item now, and then we have one from Brother Tato as well.
I'd rather have Jesus than house or land. I'd rather be dead by his nail, his hands, than to be.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Brother Tothu, if you'd like to bring your item. Thank you, Sister Louise.
And we finished too early, it'll be 146. Thank you, Lord. I will extol thee, my God, O King. I'll bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty hand. I'll speak of the glories of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous ways. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great glory, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercy over all his works. And all thy works shall praise thee, Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom, and talk of the might of thy power, to make known the sons of men his mighty acts, and his glorious majesty. Of his mighty kingdom, thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Thy dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all that war, raises up all those that be bound down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest in their meeting due season. Thou openest thy hand, and satisfies the desire of everything. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his ways. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon, to all that call upon him. He will fulfill the desires of that fear. He also will hear the cry of the Lord. The Lord preserves all them that love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever. You praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praise unto my God while I have any being. For not just trust in praises, knowing the Son of Man in whom there is no help. His prayers goes forth to the chains we live, and that very day he soon perish. Happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, that sea and all that is there, which keeps truth forever, which executes the judgment for the oppressed, which gives food to the hungry. The Lord looses the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord preserves the stranger. Release the fatherless with us, but the way of the wicked is upside down. The Lord shall raise forever and ever, even that God who is Zion unto all generations. You praise the Lord, even that God who is Zion unto all generations. You praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Brother Toddy. It's the word of the Lord, isn't it? Amen. He inspired it. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to ask if Brother Albert wouldn't mind coming and praying for these prayer requests. There's rather long list, so I'm not going to read them all out. But there was bell rung up this morning, and we'd just like prayer for Brother William. Willie. Narimu, the one that was here with the cancer, he's quite weak at this time, so if we just remember him, and he'd just like to thank the Lord for answered prayer on concerning other things. If you'd like to come now, Brother Albert, if you wouldn't mind, and you can feel free to bring a greeting if you wish. And if you have anything before the Lord, just remember it. Just keep it in your thoughts at this time. He sees all your thoughts and he knows all things. Thanks, Brother Albert.
It's good to be here again. It's been a while, but praise the Lord. Let's just pray for his prayer requests. And do we have any unspoken requests this morning? Let's bring them before the Lord. Heavenly Father, this morning we come in the name of Jesus Christ. We come in the name that's above all names. And we pray for these requests. Lord, what we've heard and all these unspoken requests, you know every heart, every thought, every need, and I just want to bring it before you. And I know that you are mindful. I know that you are all-powerful to do beyond what we can imagine. I just ask that you would meet the requests of those people who raised their hands this morning, and I ask these things in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You know, it's sometimes we forget how great our God is. We just get used to hearing about it, knowing about it, or hear of other people in the past who experienced the Lord. But I tell you what, I experience him every day. Sometimes in more dramatic ways than other ways, but hey, the mercies of God are new every morning. So we experience him this morning. That's why we're here. So it's a blessing to be here. I have to perhaps correct Brother Howard a little bit. I've been in New Zealand. I came here when I was 22 years old. And I wasn't a Christian then. And the Lord graciously drew me to himself. And I come to him when I was 27. And when I was in 1983, I was here in Gisborne. And right here, I was rebaptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I've been around for a while. And just recently, I just finished with this. I've done a DNA test to know where I'm coming from. And obviously, I'm not pure Swiss. I'm half Central Northern European, but I'm also half Southern Italian, Spanish, and Greek. I never knew that. But you know, we all have something in our DNA, but once we come to Christ, that doesn't mean a thing. Amen. We all once in Christ, and we our home is not down here, it's up there. So we're neither Swiss, nor New Zealanders, nor Kiwis, nor Maoris, nor nothing. We are sons and daughters of God. Amen. Praise you. I hope you come here in the afternoon and listen some more. God bless you.
Thank you, Brother Albert. We'll just sing one more and then I'll ask Brother Howard to come. This sing number 372. You ask me why I'm happy.
You ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Oh,
may be seated at this time. Thank you, Brother Howard.
Beautiful. Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
I can tell by his singing.
That's wonderful. So as Brother Albert said, please be back here this afternoon after lunch. He's going to preach for us. You don't want to miss that. And I believe we'll be really blessed. So I encourage you all to come. Just make the effort. It's only 1 hour extra. And I'd be very thankful if you did. He's come all this way here to be with us. And we just pray that he will bless us. Well, I'm very happy this morning because it's good to see Brother Andrew and his family here. I'll tell you why, because he told me yesterday they won't be able to be here. They had other engagements. I said, oh, that's not good. We need Sister Missy here too. Thank you for coming, and may God bless our time together. You know, I just feel the presence of God here. Felt it down there too. And brothers and sisters, we open our hearts to God. He'll come and feed us and help us. You can't get anything out of me. You have to get it out of God. He's the only one that can do this. We appreciate everyone being here and wonderful gifts we have in our midst. I love to have Brother Taz on the saxophone. He's got a really wonderful gift, and maybe in 8 weeks we might be able to do something, brother, when they come back. The Nguyen people, we're going to have 12 people here this morning, extra to what we normally have, and it would have been really lovely to have them, and really the young sisters had practiced up, really practiced for their singing. That would have been really wonderful. It's really good to see Sister Wainui and her husband there. God bless you. Glad you made it. You know, an easy thing to stay home, but the best place to be is in the house of God.
Amen.
You know, the coming of the Lord is at the door. This world is struggling for reality. We have Christ. We just must remember, just seeing Brother Persis there, must remember Sister Lita. She's going through a bit of a trial at this time, and we just pray that God will really reach down and touch her. And Sister Vera, who's been helping her. Why don't we just pray? Shall we just stand to our feet? And just pray for Sister Lita, because she really needs a touch from God. That God will completely and totally heal her. Lord Jesus, we come to thee in the name of Jesus Christ as believers in thy word. You said, Lord, whatsoever we ask, a word or deed, we shall receive it. And Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ for Sister Lita, Lord, that you'll bless her and heal her. You've already healed her at Calvary. You said at Calvary it is finished. And Lord, we just thank you for the wonderful testimonies we've had of healing of cancers and things. Lord, I know Brother Albert has several testimonies. Maybe he'll bring them to us this afternoon of the healing power of God. That came down and healed people immediately. That was you, Lord. And you're the same today as you were then.
Yes.
So, Lord, we're just praying for Sister Lita that you'll bless her and strengthen her and encourage her. Bless Sister Vera too, Lord, who's been a real good help to her and missing the services because she's serving our sister. May you bless her in the name of Jesus Christ for your glory. Lord, I just pray you'll speak to us now from your word. As we come to thy word, thy words are spirit and they are life, and we look to you for strength in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. I just told you to sit down, didn't I? Would you like to stand again? The reading of God's word from St. Matthew chapter 24, verse 12, which says, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that endureth to the end, oh, there's endurance in this walk, endurance. He that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. I'd also like to read from Romans chapter 1, verse 16, which says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Let's just pray once more. Lord, I just pray that you'll bless your word to our hearts, Lord. May people not hear a man, but may they hear God speaking through his word. We ask it in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Bill and Jan were planning to be here this morning too, but through the cancellation of things, they're not. But they'll be coming, and they're away in Martin. They were going to come here last night, but we just appreciate Brother Bill and Sister Jen. I want to take the thought this morning from Matthew chapter 24. We just read it, verse 14. "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come." So I have entitled this thought this morning, "This Gospel of the Kingdom." You know, it's really good to just narrow this down, pin it down, so it cannot move. Because we believe this is God's final authority. The Bible is God's word, and it cannot fail. So I pray that God will quicken that to us. And I'm not ashamed, as Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Who believes?
Amen.
Then it's the power of God unto salvation for you. It's really wonderful. So it's really important to refocus concerning the gospel, or that we call it the good news. It's amazing to see how many everywhere have moved away from the original commission. They've moved away from preaching the gospel. They're preaching other things. But we need to preach the gospel.
Amen.
It's the gospel that brings salvation. We do not want to think of others this morning. No, we don't want to think of other churches or persuasions. No. We want to examine our own minds, our own hearts. And that goes for you people out there who are joining with us. We appreciate you joining us. We had 60 who joined us the last service. And it's really good to have you with us. And that goes into Zambia, to Brother Pastor Nelson, his church there, who are very much a part of our services, in India too, and other places around the world, in Europe and America. We appreciate having you. But the thing is, we want to search our own minds and hearts from God's point of view. You know, a lot of water has gone under the bridge, as we'd say, since Jesus instructed the church. In Mark 16:15. "But he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." That's our responsibility, Brother Pessa. All those Tongans as well. They need to hear the pure gospel. Praise be to the name of the Lord. So that's a very powerful statement. So missing out nobody, he said, but to include the whole of creation. That's what we're responsible to do. So who does this gospel belong to? Now this is an interesting question. Who does this gospel belong to? It's lovely to have the summer here. Just warn you, on Monday, it's going to be 65 degrees. Wonderful. Let it come. let it come. And so we see it's a powerful statement, missing out nobody, but to include the whole creation. And we're taught about who does the gospel belong to. This gospel belongs to the kingdom of God. The gospel belongs to the kingdom of God. It does not belong to any preacher. It does not belong to any church. It belongs to the Lord. It does not belong exclusively to any particular group or persuasion. It's really amazing. You just study it. I mean, I've been around a little. I've seen a few churches, a lot of them. And the thing to remember, it was given to the entire world as the only hope of salvation. Not going to church doesn't save you. It's good to go to church. I encourage you. I've just been telling you to go to church on the Lord's Day. But what saves you is faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. That is our redemption. To every nation, to every kindred and tongue, as Jesus has said in verse 14 of Matthew 24, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come. Oh, I love that positiveness, Brother Albert. There's a positiveness in the scripture. This gospel shall be preached unto all nations. And to think about, this is something to think about. The end won't come until this happens. So we're going to get out and preach. Your neighbors, your friends, it's not just leaving to the preachers and the church. You've just got to tell them how Jesus saved you and how you believe in what he has done for you. How is it that most churches, and I say this without any criticism of my heart, God knows, I'm not even thinking of anything, anybody. But how is it most churches claim their gospel for themselves and their members? They do. Even in this day we live, it is often understood that we are the ones. You've heard that. We are the ones. We have it all. The rest are not included in this elect group. I want to say this. That's God's decision who the elect of God are. Not the church. Not the preacher. You might be surprised who we'll find up there. You might be surprised who you don't find up there. But it's all in God's arena. It's all in God's department. Yes. We have it all, they say. And the rest are not included. I don't believe that. I believe God has his people everywhere. Amen. And whom he has chosen will be there. Most churches in some way or another, they claim exclusive rights to the kingdom. It's just an attitude thing. The way they talk, the way they present the word. Well, God's showing us, I tell you, God's showing us. And we know that we have the truth. And that's good, you may do. But that's not how you talk. We want to see everyone come. We want to see everybody come in. It's really wonderful. I like Brother Albert's church in Tauranga. I haven't actually been in there since it's been changed, but he's got the door open on one of the main streets of Tauranga, and he invites people in the front door. He actually sharpens knives as well. He's a good sharpener. And I said, that sounds like the sword of the Spirit to me, Brother Albert. And they get interested in the knife, and then they're interested in the church. We're going to reach out to all those out there. It's really wonderful. I said to my neighbor this morning, I said, Fern, I'd love you to come to church. She said, Howard, I'd love to do that. I said, well, you're very welcome to come to church. She said, I work on Sundays. I said, well, you're not working today. She said, that's true. But she said, a lot of Sundays I work, but we'd love to have you in church. It's a lovely person, lovely family, our next door neighbour. Invite your neighbours to church. Your friends at work, ask them. I think it's really important we do. Praise be to the Lord. So it's often understood that we are the ones, as I said. And they claim this exclusive rights to the kingdom, some of these churches. And it is such a subtle and terrible thing. This kingdom of the gospel belongs to God, not to you, not to this church. It belongs to God totally. And that can even affect ourselves. And we're not even realizing it. We take on a thing, an attitude. We are the ones. We are the bride. Well, I hope you are. But you can't select who is and who isn't. Somebody said to me once, oh, those people over there, they're not bride. I said, excuse me? They said, they're not bride. I said, do you have a personal copy of the Book of Life? They said, no. I said, how do you know they're not in there then? See, we take on an attitude. The kingdom of God, it belongs to God. The gospel of the kingdom of God. So it's really wonderful. And may God check our hearts every day. I want to see everybody in. You know, I want to see everybody in. Friends, people at work, the lot. I want to see them come in. I don't want to go without them. That'll be terrible. Now, I don't know whether they come or not. That's entirely God's department. But I'm not going to be responsible for not telling them. So we see these things are really important. I do believe this. We should never take this attitude to think that we have it and others don't. In some ways that may be true, but that's still God's department. We should resist putting up an invisible wall amongst the denominational churches. Now, don't misunderstand me, but you can put up a physical wall. They're not a part of us. We're here, they're there. That's not what God intended. God did not order denominations. Men did. We are the body of Christ. We are reaching out to the world. All our brothers and sisters, we want them all to come in. Who wants them all to come in? And we should have a desire in that way. Let us not be bound up. Oh, we don't belong to that group. I belong to where people love the Lord. They are my brothers and sisters. We may not agree with them and everything, but we should love one another. We love them just the same. Not afraid to fellowship with them. In Jesus' day, it was exactly the same. Same spirit comes on the people. In Jesus' day, it was the same. The church kicked out the blind man. He had just been healed by Jesus. And they kicked him out of the church. And said, thou wast altogether born in sins. And dost thou teach us? The truth was, they were altogether born in sin too. But they formed an opinion. You can't teach us. You can't be in here. He'd just been healed by the Lord Jesus Christ, by God himself, opening up his eyes. Isn't that wonderful? And we should believe for the same here. We have a right attitude, a right heart, that God will do that. But Jesus went to fellowship. He went to fellowship in the temple with them just the same. He was happy to be amongst sinners, like the woman at the well, even at Simon's house. Jesus allowed a prostitute to wash his feet. He said, oh, get away, sinner. He sat there still, didn't move a muscle. She washed his feet with great tears of repentance. And she entered the kingdom of God. See how careful you've got to be? And there was Simon the preacher. If he was a prophet, he would know who's touching him. He knew. He knew exactly that woman. He knew all about her. Just like he knows all about you. Amen. We seem to be more comfortable amongst our own. Just seems to be that way. We like to be amongst people that agree with us. We like people to say, amen, brother, preach it. We like to hear people say that. But when you get out and you tell the truth to those that have never heard, that's what we should be doing. And Jesus said in Luke 5:32, he said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. You see, we can get in our comfort zone. We like to have people who agree with you. And that's nice. It has its place. I'm not saying we shouldn't. But when we form a little group, our little group, our gospel, our, you know, our own beliefs, and they're all out there. We're all in here. No, that's not how God wants it. We're all out there. We're amongst them. Brothers and sisters, I have been very convicted about this in recent days. God knows my heart. We need to wake up. The precious souls that need Christ. We don't want to be just church members. Oh, I go to this church. I go to that church. Oh, how sweet. But we need Christ to be living in our hearts. And we need a love and a compassion for the lost. I like what it says in the Bible when Jesus saw the multitude coming over the hill. It says he is filled with great compassion. And he was very much moved when he saw the multitude. We should be moved when we see sinners. We should not judge them, but we should pray for them and love them that God will bring them in. You don't know what they're looking for. They're hungry for God. And we have a precious word to give to them. So we see how Jesus saw the same problem. They criticized. Let's just read out what he said there. Luke 7:39, Nancy. I don't know why they got up there. Luke 7:39. And when the Pharisee, there was a preacher at the wedding, and Jesus was invited along there. When the Pharisee, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake with it himself. He didn't yell it out, but he thought it. This man, if he were a prophet, he would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him. For she is a sinner. What a spirit. That's not going to save anybody. You know what? We're all sinners. We're all born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies, and we all need to be saved. That's the attitude we should have to all. So yes, it was prevalent in Jesus' day. In the parable of the great wedding supper, those who are invited, they're invited to the wedding in the sky. And they didn't turn up. You know the parable. They all had excuses. I've got this to do. I've got that to do. I can't do this because I've got that. I can't come. You know what Jesus said? Get out into the highways and the byways. Don't wait them to come to church. Get out and tell them that Jesus Christ has died for your sins and you can be saved today. Like Brother Gaynor, we said last week, he came up to people in the street of Sydney Street and he he asked them a question. If you died tonight, would you go to heaven? And put a tract in their pocket. Challenge people. You don't have to stand there and preach to them. Challenge them with love in your heart. Do you know you can be saved? Jesus Christ came to save the world. Even the people at your workplace. You need to ask them, are you saved? Do you want to be saved? God might be holding us responsible to tell them. Yes, he said, go into the highways and the hedges and invite hungry souls to the wedding feast that my table may be filled. So who is this gospel of the kingdom for? Who is the gospel of the kingdom for? I'll tell you what it is for. It's for the world. Not just our group. It's for the world. And all the world may not receive it. But that's not our responsibility. Your responsibility, my responsibility is go tell. Did you faithfully tell them? You don't ever preach a long sermon, just tell them that Jesus saves. We are not only asked to sow and to water the word. We do not make it free. If we do not make it free to all, we'll never reach the highways and the byways. You say, where are the highways and the byways? Your letterbox. Not far away. The highways and byways are right next to you. Your neighbor, whoever you come in contact with, that is your highway and your byway. And you've been commissioned by Jesus Christ to get out and tell. Invite them in, not to the church. You can do that if you want to, but into Christ. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Jesus made it extremely clear when he said in John 7:37, and on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood crying, saying, he's crying, saying, he wasn't saying, oh, listen to me. He cried. Why? Urgency. And this is what he said. If any man, even here this morning, thirst, let him come unto me and drink. What an invitation. Who wants to drink of the Lord today? He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And that's the Holy Ghost. We know that. The living waters flowing out of you is not H2O. The living waters flowing out from you is the Holy Ghost. And he gets in there and he flows out of you. And people see life and they want it. John 12:46. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Isn't that wonderful? Who believes on the Lord Jesus Christ? I believe on him with all my heart, and I won't abide in darkness. The world might be getting dark, but it's going to be light for us. We turn our eyes upon Jesus. So there's no restrictions placed on the invitation to others. Just only believe in him. How often do we frustrate the grace of God? As Paul says, this gospel is free without limitations to all that thirst. Hallelujah. You know, brothers and sisters, you get with people and you think, oh, they don't go to church and they're not really interested. Hold on. You don't know. You don't know just how interested they are. And they're waiting for you to open your mouth. They may not think like that, but you have a word of life. Even in Ruatoria, Sister Roberta, they're up there, they're hungry souls. They need the Lord. The coast needs revival. Amen. I believe we should believe for that. I believe we will see it. Gisborne does too. Only believe in Him. We don't want to frustrate it. Even the Old Testament foretold of this Holy Ghost experience in Isaiah 55:1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath money, you don't have to be rich. You don't have to have money in the bank. He that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. And let your soul delight itself in fatness. Your soul. Who's hungry for God? Amen. You know, brother and sister, I can't put a hunger in your heart. I cannot do it. I want God to put a hunger in my heart, a greater hunger for Him, a greater filling of the Holy Ghost. Praise be to the Lord. So there's no limitations. There's no price tag to this. If you want to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, if Jesus comes tomorrow, you're going. You're going up to be with Him. You can have it this morning. We should never be afraid to proclaim this gospel. As the Apostle Paul said in our first reading, Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed," oh dear brother Paul, he said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." It's almost like people are ashamed to preach the gospel anymore. I pray none of us are here ashamed to preach the gospel. Oh, I don't preach. You don't have to. You've got to live it. You've got to be a demonstration to others. But the glorious power of the cross of Christ is the only thing that they need. And there's people out here in Gisborne who are thirsting for it. Why are people going to churches? Why are people coming in here? It just seems to be a real stir going on in the city. People are hungry. They're hungry for reality. They're hungry for the pure word of God. The power of the glorious gospel, it is the only thing which can save a soul from a lost eternity. I just want to know that my name is written in the book. Written by the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, brother and sister, all of a sudden these things become serious. We worry about our life. Oh, we've got this to do, we've got that to do, I've got this to build, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. Are you truly born again? Have you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior? Yes, I have. Who's received Him as their Lord and Savior? Would have believers here this morning. So we see we must hold on to the kingdom of God with our Lord for eternity. May the Lord help us to be bold. We need boldness. People say, "Are you a Christian? Are you a Christian?" And they twist their toes in the dirt. I go to church. That's not the question. Are you a Christian?
Yes, I am.
That's it. Any other Christians?
Yes,
I am. Hallelujah. That's what people want. You're a Christian. I want what you have. When it gets to that stage, we've got to be up there. Not, you know, just saying, brushing it off. We might only have a few months left. We're out of here. You have responsibility to go tell, Brother Pessa. A lot of Tongans still hungry for God, right? They might like music, but they need Christ. I love music too, but we need Christ. So we're going to be bold and not shun to declare the gospel of our Lord. In Matthew 10:32, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, our Lord speaking, I will confess him also before my Father which is in heaven. Wow, that's something. If you're not testifying, how do you expect Jesus to speak for you before the Father? But whosoever shall deny me before men, I will also deny before my Father which is in heaven. I don't want him to deny me. I want him to say, this young man, I'm still young. This young man, he wasn't much, but he used to be willing to tell others about Christ, to testify to people about the Lord. When did you last speak to somebody about the Lord Jesus? When did you last speak to somebody about their soul? You can answer that question. But the Lord's listening. Don't expect, when you preach the gospel, don't expect a welcoming committee to come and welcome you. It will be rejected and hated. America's finding that out right now. The government over there, not the government, but there's a party over there, opposition, hate the gospel, hate the things of God. They're against it, shutting churches down. But they will not prevail. Hallelujah. God's going to have a people ready to go. Everyone will be ready. So don't expect a welcoming committee when you preach the gospel. It will not be popular. And will be criticized and spoken evil against. And Jesus said, Jesus and all their prophets suffered the same experience. In Luke 6:26, we read, woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you. Oh, Pastor, watch it. Watch it, says Jesus said, woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you. For so did their fathers to the false prophets. It's a real warning to us all. We turn to 2 Peter chapter 2. But there, verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. People, religious people, deny Jesus Christ as the only way to the kingdom. That's what's happening in New Zealand. We don't want just a big church and a hype, happy sing song. We're going to preach the gospel. Amen. Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, died for you, took your judgment, and bled and died a sinner for you. And you must receive him. He's offering you a wonderful gift, but a gift must be received. You say, Lord, I want to be saved. I want this gospel. I want to be born again. And many shall follow their pernicious ways. You know, this is amazing. Jesus said many. Many means many. Many people shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And that's coming from religious people. It's not the world do too, of course. But religious people, they know all about their church and their programs. But when you talk about Christ, they look stare into the sky. They don't know what you're talking about, Brother Lee. Is that true? You've been there, you've seen it. We don't want to be an organization, a group. We want to be believers. We want to be like the early church. One mind and one accord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so we just pray that God will help us. The power of this gospel of the kingdom. Why should we be afraid of the gospel that will set people free? I ought to tell everybody. I'm not talking about going buttonholing people. I'm not talking about that. But when the opportunity opens, you should be willing to speak to them about their soul very quickly. Isn't it great? I feel saved today because Jesus Christ died for me at Calvary 2,000 years ago, and I've accepted what he did for me. Have you? That's all you got to do. So why should we be afraid? Satan will do all he can through his influences to discourage. He's out to discourage you, to drag you down. There's a brother over in India. He's a preacher. He gets out and evangelizes. Big meetings. I've seen it. And he said, Brother Howdy, he said, the devil's been attacking me with thoughts. Who's ever been attacked with thoughts? Yes. Ooh, I tell you. And he's been condemning me, and I've been feeling really down. I said, Brother, we just need to turn to the blood of Jesus. Put the blood of Jesus Christ between those thoughts and the devil. The name of Jesus Christ. He wrote back and said, I'm feeling a lot better. Isn't it wonderful? Resist the devil and he shall flee from you. Don't let him trample all over you. Resist him. He'll attack you. Say, I'm feeling good today. Watch out for tomorrow. Just when you're feeling good, he strikes. Like a serpent. He is a serpent. Strike when you least expect it. So we see that it's important. He uses the influences to discourage us to speak. Yes. I like to be a little rebel sometimes. Who likes to be a rebel? You know, you can be a good rebel. People say, oh, you shouldn't say that. Well, I do. You shouldn't shout in church. Well, I do. Let's say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Well, now we're getting... That's more like it. You know, otherwise we just become a morbid bunch. We know everything, but don't know the Lord as we ought to know him.
Hallelujah.
When you think of Jesus, you want to shout and say, I love you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I thank you for your power. I thank you for your salvation. And I want to get out and tell others of the kingdom of God, the gospel of this kingdom. This gospel of the kingdom is the only hope in this evil day. God's power has always accomplished through the preaching of the gospel. It's the preaching of the gospel that saves souls. Not the preaching about our church. That won't save people. We're going to preach about Christ, what he's done for you. I remember up in Auckland, brother, Pesa, I think I was at a Tongan church. I think you were with us. I'm not sure. And we got together. And there's a young lady down there. She's looking after young people. And we had a really good meeting with quite a number there. And she came up to me in the lunch. And she said, Pastor. She calls me Pastor. She said, Pastor, do you mind if I ask you a question? I said, no, go right ahead. She looked after the young people. She was a really lovely young person and very zealous for God. She said, I want to tell you something. Is this all right? I said, what? She said, when you're preaching, I couldn't stop crying. I said, that sounds good to me. She said, I just could not stop weeping. Is that okay? I said, sister, it's the Holy Spirit speaking to you through the Word of God. Nothing to do with me. It's His Word that gets in the heart. She said, I wanted to cry. She couldn't stop. And she meant it. Tears running down her cheeks. She was dead sincere about it. I hope we can see her again, brother. And all the people up there, There's a lot of people in Auckland, a lot of islanders really need the Lord. So just pray for the country. Pray for our country, New Zealand. And so the power of God is always accompanying the preaching of the gospel. Let's turn to Mark 16, verse 19. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven. Imagine that, the Lord speaking to them. My children, I want you to go into Jerusalem. I want you to wait until you're endued with power. And while he was talking, his body lifted off the ground. Went up and up and up. And a cloud came and received him out of their sight. And all staring. Wow. They're actually staring at him. Two angels came down and said, ye men of Judea, whatever you said. Why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who's gone up into heaven shall come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. Who believes he's coming to meet us in the air? And we need to be ready. He could come today. He could come next week. I don't know, but I want to be ready. That's the gospel. And you want to take as many as we can with us. The Bible says he received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. They went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Hallelujah. That is an important part of the gospel, for God to confirm his word with signs following. Who believes in the power of God?
Amen.
Who believes that Jesus can heal?
Amen.
Who believes Jesus can set the captives free? And he can save and deliver from evil spirits. It's all in here. I've seen him do it. And we'll see it again. That is an evidence of the gospel being preached. The gospel has always brought the power of God amongst the people. If we're not seeing it, we're not seeing lives being changed, then we should ask questions. Are we preaching another gospel? Because people in the Bible preach another gospel, although it's not another one. But they call it the gospel. It's not the gospel. It's only one gospel. The one that we heard in the beginning. In Galatians 1, verse 6, we read this. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him, that's the Lord, that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Another gospel. Which is not another, because there's only one. But there be some that trouble you, that would pervert the gospel of Christ. There's only been one gospel that we should preach. The same gospel that we heard in the beginning. I love 1 John. It's really wonderful. 1 John chapter 2. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you. There's nothing new. Oh, I got a new revelation. I got a new doctrine. Hold it! Doesn't say that. I write no new commandment unto you, but the old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning.
Amen.
The original word. The original gospel. Hallelujah. Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
I'm getting excited. I've got to slow myself down. Otherwise I might turn into one of the A Pentecostal, is it? But I just love to hear the word of God. It thrills me when I read it. There's only been one gospel that we should preach. The same gospel we heard in the beginning. Amen. I heard a real good quote, and I want to read it to you. Now, the very essence of the message that was sent is that he has risen from the dead. That's the essence of the message God gave. We his beneficiaries, we who share the resurrection with him, draw benefits from this by proving to the world that he is alive. We cannot do it by word only. It's not by word only. I preach, I got the notes and I got all the quotes. No. It's more than that. We cannot do it by some tradition of men. We can only reflect exactly what we're pointing to. This is quite a statement. I'm afraid today that too many of us are not getting people to Christ. You get them to the church, get them to your religion or your new doctrine or something, but are we getting them to Christ? We're getting them to the church, we're getting them to theory, but we must get them to Christ. He's the only one, and the only one that has life. He that has the Son has life. Isn't that beautiful? Another gospel will not produce the power. It won't do it. What did the Lord Jesus say concerning the gospel? Let's turn to Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Jesus speaking. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel. You know, you need to be anointed to preach. You've got to be called of God to preach too. Anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. There's a lot of bruised people. You know, brother and sister, but God is able to set us free. He's here this morning in this church. And if we open our heart, He can set the captives free. Do you want to help people? Who wants to help people? Then we must preach the pure gospel. This message today is sent to restore our hearts back to the original gospel. The original script. What's written is what I want. I don't want any additives, modifications. I just want to preach what is written. It is written. Hallelujah. So what is the gospel? People have almost forgotten what the gospel is. He was telling me, oh, it was Brother Andrew, yesterday. You asked about somebody about the, was it the Bible? Yes. Yeah. He asked somebody about the Bible. He said, you know what they said? What's that? New Zealand, wake up. People don't even know what the Bible is. Yeah. Like my brother out one time was doing an open ear. My brother Chad's, Taz used to do quite a bit. We're going out testifying. My brother was just giving out tracts at the time. We were preaching, not me, but others were preaching on the corner. He said to these young people, do you know Jesus? They said, who's that? Who's Jesus? What's the Bible? Wake up, New Zealand. We need to get really burdened for souls. Gisborne needs to wake up. May God help us all. In all churches today, that is what the people in this dying generation need. The gospel is the good news. The gospel is good news. People need to be encouraged, need to be exhorted. Take courage. We have good news. Jesus Christ died for you. And you can have eternal life the moment you believe Him. God Himself came down in human flesh as His Son, Jesus Christ. And He paid for every sin of your life. From the day that you are born until the day you die, or God takes you home, He prayed for every sin in your life. That's wonderful. Roberta, that's tremendous, isn't it? He paid for every failing in your life. I believe this. Who believes it? May God help us all to get closer to Him. Praise God. I've got to leave some time for Brother Albert this afternoon, so we better just stand to our feet, shall we? Oh, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we know that you're here in this building. I feel your presence, Lord. And Lord, we want to serve you better than we've ever served you before. Just help us to get closer to you. Forgive us, Lord, for our failings, for our wrong attitude sometimes. Take them away, Lord. We just love you, Lord. We love your word. We thank you for the gospel. We thank you for Calvary. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for faith. I pray, God, that your word, which is the only thing we need, will sink deep down into our hearts this morning. And those out around the world who are listening, may they also receive it, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. It's a beautiful song, Brother Peter. I'm not ashamed to own my Lord, for to who's happy?
Amen.
To know your sins have been forgiven.
Amen.
Washed in the blood of Jesus. We're so glad to have the cross, the gospel. Jesus, my Lord, I know his name, his name is all I know. Desiring prayer for any matter, feel free to come forward as we sing this chorus again. You're very welcome, knowing that God is here. At the cross,
thank you.
Shall we sing number 107 and Only Believe There's a Country Far Beyond the Starry Sky? Do you know that one, Brother Peter? Okay.
There's a country far beyond the starry sky. There's a city that there never comes an eye. If we're faithful, we shall go there by and by. In that city where the Lamb is alive. In that city where the Lamb is alive. In that city where they come in the night. I've a mansion over there, and when we from pulling there, I am going where the Lamb is alive. Here we have our days of sunshine. And the sun which shines upon us now so bright, will be changed to the will be gone. To that city where the Lamb is alive. In that city where the Lamb is alive. In that city where they come in tonight.
Close in prayer at this time and bless the food, just so we've got time. Precious Lord Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for, Lord, your everlasting word that speaks to our hearts, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord, that you'll guide us through, Lord, and Lord, cause us to walk in the paths of your righteousness, Lord, and in your truth, Lord, and we just pray a blessing, Lord, upon the food and the fellowship, Lord, that we're going to have in the hall, and a blessing upon the meeting at 1 o'clock as well, Lord Jesus, and just be with us as we just go our way at this time. And blessing upon each one. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. You are dismissed at this time, saints. Lord bless you all.